Kathy Hochul dodges questions on firing Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg during debate. By Jacob Bliss on October 25, 2022. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul refused to answer the question when confronted about firing George Soros-funded Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg during her first and only debate against Republican Representative Lee Zeldin Tuesday night. In August, Zeldin, who is running against Hochul to be New York's next governor, promised to fire Bragg on his first day if elected. Bragg was elected as Manhattan's district attorney with the help of a $1 million campaign contribution from Soros, a billionaire Democrat mega-donor who funded far-left district attorney candidates across the country. He made headlines earlier this year after his office released a memo instructing staff to seek pretrial detention or prison sentences only for criminals accused of homicide, public corruption, and a few other exceptional cases. After Zeldin spoke during the debate about the process he would use to fire Manhattan's district attorney, Hochul avoided answering the question. "I'm not surprised Zeldin would want to remove Bragg," she said in response to the Republican. "In Lee Zeldin's world, you overturn elections you don't agree with. You can't throw out somebody that's duly elected," Hochul said. "I work with all of our district attorneys and given them more power to do their jobs." Hochul, trying to hedge her bets by tying Zeldin to January 6, added, "But for someone who voted to overturn a presidential election, I'm not surprised he just thinks whatever he wants to do something he can just undo the will of the people. That's not the democracy we live in, but it's the world Lee Zeldin does," she finished. Zeldin responded by unloading on the Democrat for trying not to answer the question. "A question gets posed about a Manhattan DA that refuses to enforce the law, and all my opponent can come up with is talking about the last election. Think about that," Zeldin said. "We don't have recall elections in this state, but when they crafted the New York State Constitution, they gave the governor the authority to remove a district attorney when they refused to enforce the law," he continued. "And I'm going to do what not only is my constitutional authority, but my constitutional duty to keep the people of this city of this state safe." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.